This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London's live feed.
Benefit fans rejoice. J-Lo has shared a snap of her kissing former fiancé Ben Affleck on a yacht while celebrating her 52nd birthday, confirming the long-speculated rumour they've rekindled their romance from 20 years ago. I'm mad for this. I don't know why I love it so much, but I do. Next up, Camila Cabello has faced a bit of backlash from fans following the performance on Jimmy Fallon with her backup dancer accused of blackface. Camila's taken to socials to defend the dancer, saying this dude was just supposed to be a white man with a terrible spray tan. The point was to try to make each person look like an over-the-top 80s character. He was just trying to have a lot of spray tan.
Yeah.
It's very easy to anger people these days. Next up, we know that Kanye West had his viewing party for his new album Donda, in which he charged $67 for chicken tender strips, so probably were worth about 70 cents, but alas. A fan managed to sneak in and has now documented footage on his TikTok.
Like a charm, baby.
There are a few more gates to get through to get to the stage, but I didn't record those, so sorry. But I ended up right on the floor. I also had my professional cameras on me, so security wouldn't think twice. So I figured why not try to get as close as I possibly could. As you can see, I got pretty close. I actually had better seats than Kim Kardashian.
I love that. Kim Kardashian was actually there with all the kids, showing that she still supports her ex, which I think is very cool. Donda was supposed to drop on Friday, but it's been pushed back to the 6th of August, of course. If you missed out on tickets to the virtual Splendor in the Grass over the weekend, don't fret. For $20, you can get all the performances on demand for the next week. So we're talking Carly, Tash Sultana, Master Wolf, Griff, Duke Dumont, Charlie XCX and Churches. Very, very cool stuff. And finally, another Amy Winehouse posthumous album may be in the works, as hinted by her father. He said they found bits and pieces from old CDs and may be able to rescue something. However, he kind of took advantage of her while she was alive, so I wouldn't be taking much that he said for realsies. He kind of sucks a bit.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.